Kashmir witnessed curfew-like restrictions at the hands of Indian authorities to maintain law and order as India observes its Republic Day. Barbed wires and continuous police patrols were witnessed in the region to enforce toughest of restrictions. Shops, businesses, government offices remained closed while people and traffic remained off the roads following the shutdown call by pro-independence camp. People of the region say this is the only means they have to show their protest against India's forcible presence in Kashmir.
Today we can see that if India is celebrating its Republic Day here in Indian administrated Kashmir, but we Kashmiri people have the sentiments for freedom and we want freedom from Indian occupation. And today we are commemorating it as a Black Day and not as a Republic Day. You can see the shops closed. You can see the schools, establishments are all closed to commemorate it as a Black Day.
Meanwhile, a small flag hoisting ceremony was held at high security zone in Srinagar's Bakshi Stadium, where a handful of people attended the ceremony. Addressing the thin audience, pro-India minister of the state said,
"No issue can be resolved by bloodshed and wars, and we have seen enough of it. In the present world scenario, the only way to resolve conflict is negotiation through peaceful dialogue, and we are for it always."
Over the past few decades, Kashmir has been caught between the rivalry of India and Pakistan. The two countries claim the territory in full but rule it in parts. Although since the peace process initiated between the two countries in 2004, the dwindling relations started to grow. The only issue that continues to be a bone of contention is Kashmir, and the two countries have hardly shown improvement on this front.
The deserted streets of Valley region are witness to the resentment that people of Kashmir have towards Indian state, as they believe the Republic of India is yet to fulfill its promise of self-determination in Kashmir, a pledge made 6 decades ago. Shahanabad, Press TV, Indian-controlled Kashmir.